Hello, everybody, and welcome. All thanks to LD Mobile. This is NBL Overtime. The NBL Cup is complete, but it's the same result in many, many aspects of the Perth Wildcats being dominant. There is so much to get into. Hashtag NBL Overtime to say g'day, which is what I'll do. How about it, man?
What's going on?
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I love the gear. We'll get to it. There's been some controversy here at the NBL Overtime studio. We'll get to that very shortly. Liam Santa Maria. That's not a coincidence, by the way. Hello to you, mate. Top 10 moments, studs and duds, NBL.com.au, the NBL app. Hello, man.
Hello, man. Shout out the Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
Another trophy in that enormous trophy cabinet out west.
Let's start there. So many good things happen in the NBL Cup, so many conversations have come out of it, but let's start at the very top, which is essentially how we seem to end every time we do a season here at NBL Overtime. It's the Perth Wildcats winning the NBL Cup, and in the end, winning it fairly convincingly and finishing it in the most remarkable way. Down 26 to Adelaide, it was brilliant, but the Wildcats come home, led by Bryce Cotton, who, do we all agree, is the unofficial or was the unofficial MVP of the NBL Cup?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Take it away, Liam. They were brilliant again.
They were. Great stretch of time for the Wildcats. They came down and got the job done. Geez, they had some gutsy wins along the way too, right? Like, they were really challenged in some of those games, none more so than that final one when the top spot was in the books, but they came storming back in that third quarter. And that man right there, Bryce Cotton, just put on another performance for the ages. He's such a brilliant player. So fun to watch him game in, game out. We're so blessed to have him in the league. And as we said last week, this team just continues to impress as they roll their way through the regular season.
Bryce Cotton is greatness. What I saw him do in that final game was brilliant. 9 points at half, down 21. Finishes with 34 and a double-digit win. The defense that was played by the Perth Wildcats during that stretch in the third quarter to bring it back. Stifling. Mm. Everybody played their role. Do your job well. I don't need you to do more than what you need to do. If you do, it's a bonus. But I just want you to do your job. Mm. That's all Gleason asks of his team, of each individual. And they did that. But the way Bryce Cotton went about his business, jump on my back, I got this. I refuse to lose. Let me lead from the front. I believe mentally this is what happened in that game. We won the title. We got the 150, it's packed up, 150K, heading back on the plane with us out west. So we come, we kick our feet up. Adelaide were incredible in the first half. Gleason and the team goes in the locker room, got a spraying. They came out and said, okay, yes, we got the money, but let's finish off the right way. It looked literally like we spotted them 21 points. And now let's make this interesting and now let's play. What Bryce Cotton did in that second half, unbelievable, yo. And that's why I said, Boomer Bryce, there's no way he should not be on that team. That's greatness. That's the best. I don't care what people say, respectfully. I don't, in terms of this subject matter. You can't show me an import that has done what his body of work is in the first four seasons and a third. Show me somebody. This is the best the league's ever been. The competition is at its best. I'm judging it off of that. And that's it.
Big thing for the Wildcats as well is winning games on the road. Now, there was a lot of neutral games, of course, but when it comes to the win-loss record and the NBL ladder going forward, they have built up something that I don't think, and I think everyone puts their hands up, before the season, we're unsure how this team is going to go. They have been brilliant so far. Trevor Gleeson, by far, the coach of the year as it stands right now. But the fact is that they've been winning games, neutral, in Melbourne, build up that win-loss record, and now going to have games starting Friday night at RAC Arena. That is going to be big when we get to the end of the season.
Look at their roster.
Home court advantage. Home court advantage is going to be a big thing.
We all said, this team is not making finals. Look at what they've been able to accomplish with this roster. Mm. We talked about it last time. Mm. We touched on it. Mm. That's incredible.
Yeah, and I spoke on about this on radio yesterday. There's a bunch of different people that deserve credit for all of this, right, and how this team is going. Like, those supporting players coming in, putting the hard hat on, checking in and doing their job. Trevor Gleeson and the coaching staff, of course, for establishing that culture and that role definition. The Red Army, because their rabid support of this team over the years puts the club in the financial position mm-hmm. to go out and bring Bryce Cotton back. You know, his contract takes up the entire salary cap. Everything above that, they're paying tax on. It's just, but the club is able to do that because of that support. And then Bryce Cotton himself, because he is relentlessly excellent. Every possession. He's the best player in the league, but what takes him to a whole nother level is he plays every possession, every game, no matter what the circumstances, at an incredibly high level, and as a result, they're able to do extraordinary things.
All right, so we went to sleep Sunday night thinking, NBL Cup, we can rest for a split second. Then we wake up Monday morning and the movement in the NBL, which I love. I love movement in professional leagues, and I love when clubs sometimes think to themselves, we're okay, but we need to take that next step. I'll talk more about the Brisbane Bullets. But there's reports. Sportando reporting that Levi Randolph's about to sign the Breakers. What does that mean for Lamar Patterson? Then Lamar Patterson is going to the Brisbane Bullets because we see that Orlando Johnson is gone. Olgan Ulick from ESPN is, of course, confirming all of that mid-morning Sydney time. Next thing you know, we're like, what the hell is going on? I'm going to go to you firstly, Liam Santamaria, because we know about Lamar Patterson. But talk to me about Levi Randolph. What can he do for New Zealand that Patterson, although he was injured, they weren't willing to wait around to see what he could do?
Well, they needed him to come in and do everything Lamar wasn't doing, right? Like, you know, he's in shape, he's young, he's ready to go. He's 28 years old, 6'6", coming off a G League season where he performed really well, 13 points a game, 43% from three. So he's going to come in and be a guy on the wing playing off Ty Webster and Corey Webster when he comes back out on the floor and give them a spark. We await official word from all of these different places. But I like the move to move Lamar Patterson on. I mean, he's clearly not happy. The club's wasn't clearly happy with him, with the way the season started, and he reported to camp. So it's best in that situation to move on, bring someone else in, start afresh. They've got Will McDowell-White coming in as well, Jeremy Kendall coming into the mix. So I like the moving and shaking by the Breakers.
I want to ask you about Brisbane. Because Lamar, they're playing well. Nathan Sobey, if we're going to talk unofficial MVPs, he's right there with Bryce Cotton. His NBL Cup was outstanding. The way he's played his basketball this year has been outstanding. And while they were pretty poor defensively in the second half on Saturday night in the loss to the Kings, I think a lot of people seen improvement from the Bullets while the NBL Cup was on. What do you make of this?
This is very interesting to me because Orlando Johnson was just beginning to find his feet. He's in shape, ready to go. Lamar Patterson is injured and out of shape and has been unproductive the whole season before injury. Why would you bring a player in that's injured and out of shape to your team? The only thing I could think is that he's in the country. And you don't want to go through quarantine for 14 days to bring a new import in. But I just don't understand how you're bringing in an injured, out-of-shape player.
Just on that, is Lamar Patterson right to go?
He's still a little while away.
Okay, so you could theoretically have a guy quarantine before Lamar Patterson gets going anyway.
It's much less expensive.
That is true. Yeah. Well, I'm sure Lamar Patterson isn't overly cheap, though, as a import.
I'm sure in the current circumstances, he's much cheaper than he otherwise would have been. And look, it is a curious situation because that team is humming right now.
Humming!
But this guy's the second best player in the league.
Yeah. Cool.
Nathan Sobey.
And a lot of
he's been outstanding.
Killing.
If they take
killing.
Away from him, it hurts, Lee.
Well, that's true. That's true. Which is why I suspect when he gets involved, I think they'll bring him off the bench for a period of time. Anthony Drimmick, this is what I would see happening. Anthony Drimmick into the starting lineup where Orlando Johnson was. He's ready to go and play those minutes. And then you've got Lamar Patterson in the second unit. You've got Jason Kadee and Matt Hodgson coming in the game at similar times, and he works with that. But you certainly don't want to do anything that's going to take away from what Nathan Sobey's doing. You know, you hope... I mean, he's second leading score, 50-40-90 he's doing. And then it's not just the scoring as well, right? He's setting guys up, top 10 in the league in assists, and then the hustle. He's just doing everything for that team right now. But I look at it like... Yes, Orlando Johnson's starting to find his feet, but I don't see the ceiling as being very high with Orlando Johnson over the course of the rest of the season. You know, if Lamar gets his knee right and he comes in and he's stable in a situation and he can get back to riding to practice, which is what he used to do in Brisbane, and get himself to a good level, I think the floor for him with that team is probably what Orlando Johnson's been providing. Then if you, over the course of the rest of the season, that team can get into the playoffs and you've got Lamar Pat, the ceiling is much higher. So it's a very interesting move. Chemistry is an amazing and a beautiful thing. What impact it has to the way in which the team is currently operating will be really interesting to watch.
We've got changes, and we've already had one, of course. We've had a few, but Brandon Paul rolls on in and we didn't know what to expect. There was a last game of the NBL Cup. It's a different situation. He comes off the bench, he gets a couple of, he gets three cheapies from the foul line and finds his groove. 25.63 is as impressive start as you could possibly hope for if you're a fan of the Adelaide 36ers.
Brandon Paul is a flat-out gun. If this is his first game after sitting in a hotel for 2 weeks, let me tell you something. We are in for a treat.
Yeah.
If he's just finished sitting in a hotel, I got to say that again. Mm. He's been sitting in quarantine for 2 weeks and this is what he does? Man, we in for a treat. Adelaide, JVG, you got this one right. And when Isaac Humphries comes back, they can just get around like that 500 mark. There's a lot of basketball still left. This will be a team. This will be a danger team.
Liam, before your comment on Isaac Humphries, are you aware of where that injury sits?
He's still... in get-right mode.
Okay.
So he's still a little bit of a ways away, but what a great punch Brandon Paul's going to give this team. And this is more like it. Come on, listen.
Do you know what I mean? This is more like it.
Let's stop signing guys that are 33, 34, 35. Their career is really behind them and they're winding down. Let's get a guy like this into a league like ours who is, you know, he's had a little taste of the NBA, but he has still a whole bunch of bounce in his game. He's still hungry to take his career to new levels, and he's going to come in and put up numbers, and I can't wait to watch it.
All right. Southeast Melbourne Phoenix ended the NBL Cup in really gutsy fashion when it comes to win losses, but the charges laid against Mitch Creek about 30 hours ago and the news that broke on Monday afternoon. We're not here to talk about that in particular. We are going to talk about what Southeast Melbourne Phoenix are going to have to do in the near future, because Basketball Australia, once the charges were laid, did open up via their Integrity Investigation Unit, open up the investigation. When they open it up, because they govern the NBL and, of course, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, the NBL, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix and Mitch Creek and his representatives all sat down and agreed that the best course of action while the investigation from Basketball Australia was open was to be relieved of all his duties. We're not here to discuss that, as it's before the courts and it will play out the way that it does. What we are here to discuss, boys, is the very fact that Mitch Creek won't be on the court floor for we don't know, and this team, which has been humming and playing and getting better, now have to find a way to continue to that great form. We see Ryan Brokhoff comes in last week. I'm going to start with you, Liam, because is it not as simple, but is it Ryan Brokhoff ready to go? He's on that kind of that minutes restriction. You talk about hotels. He hasn't played for a year. He came out of quarantine. He's showing moments. How do they do this, boys, in the next, well, indefinite time, I guess, to make sure that they continue this winning run they are on?
Yeah. Geez, there's so much to unpack with this situation. As you said, you know, we'll talk about it from a basketball perspective because that's probably the best thing for us to do. But it's going to have an enormous impact on the club, right? Because he's so important to everything that they do and has been a big piece to their puzzle on and off the floor. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this situation plays out over a period of time and what happens with regards to that investigation from the BA Integrity Unit. But in terms of the team, with him off the floor, Look, Ryan Brokoff's not ready to go. Mm. He's not ready to come in and play that kind of role. So they're going to need other guys to really step up, like Kyle Adnam has done in the absence of Kiefer Sykes in recent times, like Yanni Wetzel has done all season in the absence of Dane Pinot. That guy, Ruben Tarangi, is playing really well. He's going to need to step up his game. Ben Moore is becoming a real impact guy in this league. He's going to need to come in and play a bigger role. And look, I think that this team actually in recent times with these injuries that they've had has shown really good resilience. Big win over Melbourne United. Three straight wins to close out the cup. And they were completely up and about in that win over New Zealand and got all 7 points. And they need to, this is another situation where they're going to need to show grit and character as a team and individually.
The heart and soul of this team is not there anymore. We don't know how long he's not going to be there, but because of that, this team will struggle. He's irreplaceable. There's nobody on that roster that can replace what he does at both ends of the court. They're in trouble.
Yeah, and can I add before we finish off? And I know we're just talking about it from a basketball perspective, but can I add that I just hope that in this situation, given the circumstances, that justice is served appropriately and well, whatever that may involve.
Very well said. What I will say, I want to give a shout out to Liafa, who's been outstanding. Mm-hmm. Cam Glidden, who had his struggles earlier in the year, and we spoke about it, and I think a lot of people thought if Glidden gets going, Tarangi gets going, they're going to be a better team. And some of those guys, Kyle Adnam's NBL Cup was incredible. Mm. Liafa's been brilliant, and you see some of those guys standing up, and they've got no choice now but to stand up and continue to play that type of basketball. Southeast Melbourne Phoenix are to continue to win some games. All right, let's talk about Sydney. Mm. Because Jarrell Martin was back last Thursday night. I like the fact that he was straight in the starting lineup. None of this, hey, minutes restriction stuff. Straight in on Thursday night. And then they went bang in the second half. Casper Ware, and we know how exciting and fun that is when he's doing what he does. And scores 71 points in a half. I had this team in the top four in my predictions preseason because I was banking on Xavier Cooks being back sometime soon. Okay, where do we see the Sydney Kings now? We're seeing them a little closer up personal with the NBL Cup and they've got some guys back. I'm going to go to you, Homicide. Hit me. What do you make of this?
I know. I love the fact that Casper Ware is so angry. Because that's the Casper Ware of old. And I love what I'm seeing from him. I love that backcourt. They're explosive. They play tough, hard defense. And they put up a lot of points on the board. Deion Vasiljevic is Rookie of the Year. Jarrell Martin back, great. Sean Bruce playing really well. Brad Newley playing really well. They have a chance to get that fourth spot. I like what I see from them, and it's a lot of basketball left, so they're playing really well. Is Xavier Cooks coming back anytime soon?
Good question,
I'm
Liam.
I'm not sure,
Liam?
But if he is, he adds another dynamic piece, a very important piece. They've been able to stay close enough to be in striking distance of that top four spot. He comes back, you know, remember in the grand finals last year, he was huge with his energy and effort. So long as they're in striking distance of that top four, there's a possibility of them. And with what's going on right now at the Phoenix, there's a real possibility of them getting in the top four.
Where is he? Xavier Cooks.
Xavier Cooks. So Corey asked, is Xavier Cooks coming back? Hopefully. Anytime soon? No. So that's where things sit with Xavier Cooks as far as I understand. But Casper Ware is killing. I mean, it's great to have Jarrell Martin out on the floor. He's a gun, big time player for that team and such a tough cover. But this team is humming has shown great character and has won a lot of really important games this season because Casper Ware is killing. We're talking about Bryce Cotton, Nathan Sobey, Jock Landau. We've been talking about Mitch Creek up until this point in MVP calculations. Casper Ware should be in that talk as well, having an outstanding season and playing an enormous role for that team. And Deion Vasiljevic right now, I think, is leading that race for Rookie of the Year, but I think that's going to get close. That's going to tighten up if Josh Giddey continues to do what he's doing and it perhaps even continues to improve and take that to another level. But really gutsy win over Brisbane. Got whacked. in the face by the Illawarra Hawks in the game before that. And they've answered the call time and time again this season when they've been pushed back. They've stepped forward. And so you tip your hat to Adam Fore for the job he's doing that with that group, Casper Ware and Sean Bruce and the leaders of that team. And you're right, that this stretch of time, they have held strong despite the injuries, and that'll hold them in good stead down the stretch of the year.
And the good news is it continues to come for the Sydney Kings, because when we get to our JD Sports Sneaker of the Week, Didier Lazada, look at this. KDs, talk us through that. Homicide, you're our fashionista.
Those are fire. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling those, and it matches his personality.
Mm. Yeah.
So, those are some fire KDs. I'm definitely feeling those.
All right, all thanks to JD Sports, the undisputed king of trainers. Let's have a look at this. Released this week, the Air Jordan 1 Mid Hyper Royal.
Mm.
Oh, I love them. Mm. They're on deck. Of course, reminds so much of the Air Jordan 1s released back in 1985 with the different colours and the way they go about it. Now, good news here, Homicide, because they're available from this Saturday in full family sizing. Men, women, children. JD stores online, jump to jd-sports.com.au. And the good news about that is, because you and I went, actually.
There we go.
We all did go. My apologies.
Shout out to JD, well, man. Hey, because big love.
Some of us wore some of the gear and Liam didn't. But.
Big love, JD Sports.
Huge.
King of trainers.
Now, I've got to say this, though, because I have to make mention, they made sure. The JD, the crew, the men and women and boys and girls, they all worked there, do a wonderful job, looked after us. They said, make sure that it's for men, women and children, because some of us, Homicide, fit in normal size shoes and can get shoes from JD. Other people wear a size 14 and couldn't get some and had to get some for his wife.
Yes, sir.
So wife and kids looked after.
Everybody
Homicide,
happy.
You and I can get those ones because they'll fit us.
No doubt. No doubt.
And a big shout out to JD Sports, of course. JD Sports, make sure your head involved. JD-sports.com.au. All right, you mentioned Josh Giddey. His last month. His last four games, really, of course, with games being a little bit closer, been outstanding. He was huge again, in particular in the first half on Sunday. Homicide, you're our next star man. Talk to us. This is fun to watch, isn't it, when he's in this mood and he can find with his length and his ball sense and his ability to get to the rack. He feels like he's just getting better each and every, I'm going to say quarter, not even a game.
I'm going to say it's all starting to come together right before our eyes. What I've seen him do the last stretch of these games, the last about three or four games, the way he's playing, it's coming together. He's the product you want to be is at the end of the season, not three weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We want to continue to see him continue to get better, and that's what we're seeing. I was going nuts the last three, four games because he continues to flirt with this triple-double. Here's the challenge I'm going to throw out to you. Get some damn rebounds early. All right? Yeah. I'm getting anxiety waiting on you to get this triple-double. Yeah. All right? Once you get the first one, they're going to start rolling off because you're going to understand the only thing you're missing to get it is the rebound. You start rebounding the first half, Josh Giddey?
You must have read Studs and Duds
today
because I said, like, sweep them boards.
Yo, you know? Come on.
Can we get Jermaine Jackson to just talk to the kid?
Yo, listen, man, I might have to call him. Listen, man, rebound early in the game. Do the work early. But anyway, great job, man. You're doing a great job.
And we do see Mahave King goes bang. We see Mahave King get extended minutes for really consistently back-to-back games the first time this year.
We lost that man on the broadcast.
Oh, my goodness. I got out my seat. I jumped out my seat.
I haven't seen number one plays yet. We're moments away at the top 10. That better be number one.
Man, it was fantastic. Had an opportunity to sit down and have breakfast with him over the weekend. And just talking to him, you know, understanding that this young journey that Mojave's on, you know, there's peaks and valleys in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just wanted to have an opportunity to sit down and just talk to him and just say, listen, I give you so much props for having the courage to take this pathway because it's not easy. You know, I talk to Josh too a lot, you know, via DMs and stuff. We talk back and forth, but this is not easy. So there's times, you know, you are on the court last year in the academy balling. You know what I mean? And now it's like, it's different. Mm. You don't know when you're going to get an opportunity to play. And it's very difficult when it's that, but that's a part of the journey. You are now playing at an elite level league. So it's not going to be all peaches and cream. This is a part of the growth. So stay positive, stay focused, but more important, stay ready.
Let's see if Mojave King is in fact number one, all thanks to LD Mobile. Here's the top 10 plays of the week.
We've climbed through round 9, and that means it's time for your Aldi Mobile NBL Top 10. At number 10, Adele says hello with the huge hammer throw. Dang, running like the wind as he goes end-to-end to get in at number 10 for the Illawarra Hawks. On to number 9, and memo to NBL fans. The Fighting Illini guys can fly sky high, or as the Adelaide Twitter handle said, Brandon Paul can ball. In his first game with the 36ers, Paul bringing the truth from the roof on the alley-oop, he's in at number 9. At 8, Ty Webster draws the defense in, then he finds Finn at the rim to slam that one in. Ty puts it up and Delaney brings it home from the ceiling with feeling as the Breakers get in at number 8. Matty Hodgson drops into the countdown at number 7 with the rebound throwdown. Hodgson just too big on the boards as he goes up for the score. Brisbane gets in at number 7. At number 6, the best lob threat in the league is about to break free. Space Cam rising high in the lane like he's in a video game. Cam Oliver may be our first inductee into the NBL Top 10 Hall of Fame the way he's constantly bringing the pain. He's in at number 6. On to number 5, where Tyler Harvey grabs the rebound, almost loses it off of Sam McDaniel's foot before evolving by revolving with a nifty 360 and laying this one in. Harvey with a little deception to send the defender in the wrong direction as he gets in at number 5. At number 4, his name is Orlando Johnson, but call him Captain Crunch after this punch. Johnson just levitates and detonates for the bullets. Do not pass when your hops have that much gas. Orlando Johnson gets in at number 4 with that stuff. We're up to number 3, and I just want you to watch the Adelaide bench as they react to Sunday Dench. The Sunday driver is a real high flyer. Matt Hodgson went up, but it wasn't enough as Sunday gets the stuff at number 3. At number 2, the No Good Deed Goes Unpunished edition of the Top 10 rolls along. This time, Wetzel tries to rotate and help, but he had no idea a king was flying in from the top shelf. Yanni was expecting less Javi, and he got Mo Javi, who vaporizes Yanni for the number 2 play. But at number 1, Breakers and Taipans tied with less than 7 seconds to go, and off a miss, Thomas Abercrombie catches this one out of the sky and just lets it fly, and not even MJ had a better fadeaway. What a feeling for New Zealand as Abercrombie calmly hits the game winner and lands at number 1 on the NBL. Cut it!
There it is, top 10 plays, all thanks to LD Mobile. We're running out of time, so there was no centers watching.
No.
But.
What?
I was watching Homicide. Roll the vision, have a look at this.
Come on.
Wait.
What is this?
This guy. You gonna roll it? Okay, look at him.
Hey!
He's got a brand new jacket on.
Liam looking smooth.
He's sitting right there.
Looking like an agent.
Look at this. Cole Adams had the great NBL Cup. Oh, has he done any damage? Liam don't care. He's just sitting there real cool, calm and collected. Good luck, Kyle. Good luck, man. Whatever happens.
Come on, Grizz. Can you put me courtside? Come on, Grizz.
Hashtag NBL overtime to get involved. Yes, a quick yes or no.
How about you had Santa's watching?
Watching
quick,
Santa.
Quick yes or no. NBL Cup, should it have a grand final in some aspect?
No, I love how it went.
Now, Rookie of the Year, should it include first year imports?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got to. John Mooney's 22.
I agree.
Shout out to John Mooney.
Yeah.
Let's have a longer conversation about that next week.
Sure.
A big shout out to JD. Liam sends his apologies, but Homicide and I, we're wrapped about
it. I got a lot of love for
JD. Look at that, left hand, Joe Ingles.
Yeah. Big. Hey.